This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Security Council is urging the international community to bring the perpetrators and instigators of the twin suicide bombings at Kabul Airport in Afghanistan's capital to justice in a joint statement released Friday. The blast Thursday, claimed by the Islamic State Jihadist group, killed at least 85 people, including 13 U.S. servicemen. They add further panic into the final days of a chaotic U.S.-led evacuation as thousands of frightened Afghans rush to leave their country after the Taliban swept to power. The Security Council said, quote, it condemned in the strongest terms the deplorable attacks. The council called on all relevant parties to respect and facilitate the safe evacuation of civilians and reiterated its support for the work of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. The United States top commander says evacuations will continue despite the threat of further attacks, noting that there were still about 1,000 U.S. citizens in Afghanistan. The pace of flights accelerated on Friday, and American passport holders had been allowed to enter the airport compound, according to a Western security official inside the airport. In the past 12 days, Western countries have airlifted nearly 100,000 people, but they acknowledge that thousands will be left behind when the last U.S. troops leave at the end of the month. Worries are growing that the remaining population will face a humanitarian crisis with the coronavirus spreading and shortages of food and medical supplies looming. The World Health Organization said it hoped to establish an air bridge with the help of Pakistani authorities to get medical supplies into the country. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Lebanese parliament on Friday told the judge who was investigating last year's Beirut port explosion that he exceeded his powers by issuing a subpoena for Lebanon's caretaker prime minister after he failed to show up for questioning. The judge leading the inquiry into the huge explosion issued requests in July to question the premier and other top officials, including foreign ministers, who were charged by his predecessor with negligence over the blast, all have denied any wrongdoing. The explosion on August 4, 2020 was caused by a massive quantity of ammonium nitrate left unsafely at the port for years. It killed more than 200, injured thousands, and devastated swaths of the capital. Many people in Lebanon are furious that no senior officials have been brought to account. Authorities in Kazakhstan said on Friday blast triggered by a fire at a munitions storage facility killed 9 servicemen and firefighters and wounded 90 others. The Central Asian nation's government says 4 people remain missing. Kazakhstan's defense minister says it's unclear what caused Thursday's fire at a military base in a southern province where explosives were stored. He claims soldiers and firefighters died while trying to put out the fire, which triggered 10 blasts. Separately, he told the local outlet of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, he tendered his resignation after the accident. Authorities evacuated hundreds of people from the nearby area. Danish lawmakers on Friday voted through an emergency law which will effectively end a strike among more than 6,000 nurses over pay, which has postponed tens of thousands of operations and other treatments. More than a tenth of Denmark's nurses went on strike in mid-June, after union members voted against a pay deal that their union leadership had approved. The emergency law, which was passed on Friday by a majority in parliament, forces through a 5% wage increase over the next 3 years, which the nurses themselves had already rejected. Such an intervention is rare in the Nordic country, where agreements on wages and other working conditions traditionally are negotiated by unions and employers through collective bargaining. Denmark has practically avoided a third wave of the coronavirus pandemic, easing pressure on an already overstretched health service. However, the strike has so far postponed about 35,000 surgeries, the Danish health authority said earlier in the week, adding that it can take as long as 2 years to bring down the extraordinary backlog. And South Africa says this weekend they'll receive about 2.2 million Pfizer vaccine doses from the United States, adding to the 5.6 million doses it received from the U.S. in July. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.